7 o'clock in San Francisco on the West Coast, and time for Minds Over Matter. Dana Rodriguez and Jerry Nachman will match wits with listeners on the Bay Area's favorite quiz show. Our telephone number is 415-841-4134 with your answers and questions tonight on Minds Over Matter.
Ain't wrong, you're right. If it ain't day, it's night. If you ain't sure, you might. It's gotta be this or that.
Ladies and gentlemen, your moderator, Dana Rodriguez.
Thank you very much, Kevin, and greetings and salutations to you all out there. We hope you are having a wonderful weekend and can give us an hour of your time tonight, because Minds Over Matter is here and on the air, and it is a audience participation quiz program. So, of course, we are welcoming your participation. It's very, very important to us. Can't do much without it. So the number is area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's 415-841-4134. Lines are open right now. It's a great time to call in. Sometimes we do get a little bit behind and can't take all of your calls toward the end of the show, but give us a call as soon as you can, and we will get you on. 415-841-4134, and we do have a toll-free number at 866-798-8255. That's 866-798-8255, if you don't want to sit on the phone too long and not pay for it anyway. But we'll be taking your questions on current events, movies, history, literature, geography, television, radio, and just about everything else. Broadway, I guess. And I do have a Broadway question here someplace. So anyway, yeah, give us a call, and we will have some fun together, hopefully. We're going to start with a round of introductions and a round of questions. There's just two of us here tonight, so we can take more questions. We were expecting a third, and she may yet show up, so we'll see. But since there is two of us, we can take more calls that way. So here is the first intro. With the acquisition this week of pitcher Jake Peavy, Jerry Nachman notes that the Giants are well on their way to fielding the first team in sports history, all of whose players begin with the same letter, P. Pence, Pagan, Posey, Panic, Perez, Pettit, and, of course, the panda, Pablo Sandoval. See, I said Pagan instead of Pagan this time.
I noticed you got it right.
It only takes one time, and I learned.
You're a quick study.
I am.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. Well, our moderator, Dana Rodriguez, broke down and watered his garden yesterday. He figured that if he can take a shower, the plants can, too.
All right. So that is us. I'll begin the questioning with Jerry Nachman.
Okay. What was the last comedy album to place as high as number two on the Billboard charts? That's as high as a comedy album has got.
Can you give me any idea how long ago it was?
Let's see. I never like to tell you the exact year, because
you don't have to tell me the exact year.
Filing cabinet.
Like, was it more than 20 years ago?
70s.
70s?
Yeah.
Oh. 70s. Is it Steve Martin, like Comedy Is Not Pretty?
Oh, you rat. You got it. I knew if I gave you the decade. Yeah, Steve Martin's A Wild and Crazy Guy.
Wild and Crazy Guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Very good. Ah, darn. Okay, try this one. If I can have another one?
Yeah, go.
What famous people did these assassins kill? Okay. Ramon Mercader, M-E-R-C-A-D-E-R. I'm sure I'm not pronouncing that right. Nathuram, spelled N-A-T-H-U-R-A-M, Godse, G-O-D-S-E. Mm-hmm. Carl Weiss, Yigal Amir, first name Y-I-G-A-L, mm-hmm. Amir, A-M-I-R, and Talmage Hayer, H-A-Y-E-R.
All right. Well,
I'll give you.
I'll take two. How about that? Yeah. Okay. Godse, I think, is he's the one that shot Gandhi.
Correct.
And Carl Weiss, Dr. Carl Weiss, is the one that shot Huey Long.
Right. Good. Okay.
So.
Okay. So I'm looking for these assassins.
Shouldn't get myself a bell for getting assassins' names, but okay.
Ramon Mercader, Yigal Amir, and Talmage Hayer, H-A-Y-E-R.
Okay. And, all right, I'll do my questions and we'll take a call here. According to TripAdvisor, which is a major travel site that did a survey of all the people that use their site, at least the ones that wanted to participate, what is the worst major city in the world for tourists in terms of helpfulness and not being overcharged for things and all the above, you know, the general tourist experience. So what is the worst major city in the world for tourists? It is a major, very major city.
For being overcharged?
For being overcharged and just generally treated rudely.
Oh, God. Paris.
Is not Paris.
No, okay.
No, Paris is actually further, quite a bit down the list.
It is, okay. Yeah. I guess they've improved their...
Yeah, they have. They work again at it.
Yeah, okay.
But this city, I can having visited there, I can say they really don't work at it very hard.
You've been there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Moscow.
Yes.
Okay.
That's correct. Yes.
You shouldn't have told me you'd been there.
All right. So Moscow is the worst, and there are two others on the list. So I have the worst three cities for tourists in the... in the world. Moscow is number one. What are the other two? Neither one is in Europe, okay? But they're major tourist cities. So the worst three cities in the world, according to TripAdvisor, for tourists in terms of rudeness and helpfulness, Moscow is number one. The other two are not in Europe. And they're not in the United States as well. All right. Second question. According to the Commerce Department, the most expensive states to live in and the least expensive states to live in. So I'm only going to ask you the two most expensive and the two least expensive states to live in the U.S.
Most and least.
Yes, the two most expensive and the two least expensive states to live in, according to the Commerce Department.
Okay. Well, this is hard because, I'll have to say California.
California is neither the most expensive nor the least expensive.
Really?
Yes.
Well, okay.
There wasn't any chance of it being the least expensive.
No,
but
no.
No.
Because a lot of these, you know, they have expensive cities, but the rest of the state is probably...
Right,
in
right, right, right.
Yeah.
So once more, according to the U.S. Commerce Department... what are the two most expensive states to live in generally and the two least expensive? And I have a list of the three worst cities for tourists, major cities for tourists in the world. Moscow, Jerry got, which is number one. What are the two others? They're not in the United States and they're not in Europe. And
let me try a guess on the least expensive cities. States.
States, yes.
Montana.
No.
Okay.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Yes, good afternoon. My name is Jeff. I'm calling from San Leandro.
Hi.
I have two questions, but let me take a stab at your questions. I say one of the most expensive states would be Connecticut.
No.
Oh. And one of the least expensive would be Mississippi.
Mississippi is, yes, yeah. Very good.
Okay, now the two questions I have. There are 15 countries in the world that have multiple capitals. Three of those countries are in the Western Hemisphere. What are those countries? And then the other question I have, if you take the hottest temperature ever recorded on planet Earth and the coldest, these are modern times, in the last 200 or 300 years, what's the spread between the hottest and the coldest temperature?
Well, I read in a book someplace that the hottest temperature ever recorded was in Libya. And
that's
it was...
Discarded. It was bogus.
Okay.
How hot was it? How hot was it?
I thought it was like 120 something, but all right.
The hottest temperature, believe it or not, is Death Valley in 1913.
Okay.
How hot was that?
134.
Wow.
So this is, did you say anywhere in the world?
Yeah.
All right. Well,
If you take the coldest temperature anywhere in the world, what's the spread between those two temperatures?
Well, I guess you're taking in Antarctica then. So,
You're right.
How about, you know...
July of 1983 was the coldest temperature ever registered.
Right. And it wasn't Antarctica.
Correct.
And so Death Valley was the hottest?
And that was correct. 130. What did you say, 134?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
And, well... All right. Is it taking in like a wind chill factor too and things like that?
No.
Maybe minus. Oh boy. Minus 120. I don't know.
Close.
Well, I'd just be guessing after that. Of course, I was guessing with that. But so, all right. How far apart are we?
Close.
Tell us.
128.6.
Oh, you get a bell. That's within 10%.
Oh, okay.
What are the three countries in the Western Hemisphere with multiple capitals?
Multiple capitals. Well, there's... isn't Bolivia one?
That's right.
Multiple capitals.
What do you mean? They have two?
Well, one's like the legislative capital and judicial capital, like South Africa has that.
South Africa is the only country in the world with three.
Right. So Bolivia in the Western Hemisphere. Bolivia.
There's two more.
Are they all in South America? No.
No.
It's not Canada. Not in the United
Correct.
States.
Not Canada.
Not United States. And, gosh, where would the other ones be? Can you give me a hint on anything?
Well, the other one you ought to get, the one that surprised me is in Central America. I never knew it had two.
Oh.
But there's another one in South America you should get.
Is it not Brazil?
Correct. It's not Brazil.
Yeah. Okay. Everybody's a wiseacre. You better fill in the blanks because I don't know.
Chile, Santiago, and Valparaiso.
Okay.
And the one I cannot pronounce the capitals. The one in Central America is Honduras.
Oh, so Tegucigalpa and.
Yeah, that's one, and the other one is C O M A Y A G U E L A.
Oh. Well, thank you very much.
You guys are great. I'm a newcomer to your program. It's fascinating.
Oh, appreciate that. All right. Thanks for calling.
It gets better.
Yeah. It'll be better next time. And next call.
Hi,
you're on Minds Over Matter.
Oh, great. So I have a question. It's related to comedy, kind of going off the first question. It's what comedian was recognized in 2012 as the by the Library of Congress as producing the first live comedy album?
Well, that was Mort Saul.
That's right, Mort Saul.
Mm-hmm. Job.
It was done in Carmel. And oh. It was at the Monterey Jazz Festival.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And he performs at the Throckmorton Theater every Thursday in Mill Valley.
Is he still doing that?
Oh, yeah.
Wow, every Thursday. That's amazing. He's 70. He's 86 or so by now, I think. Maybe more.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Thanks.
Bye-bye. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Our panel tonight is well-known Bay Area author Jerry Nachman. I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. And the number to call is area code 415-841-4134. That's 415-841-4134. And we do have a toll-free number at 866-798-8255. And Jerry, it's your turn.
Okay. Well, I will give you the names of seven mythical places, and you tell me which musical is set in each.
All right.
Okay. They are as follows. Lichtenberg. That's the easy one. I think it's come up before. Rainbow Valley, Missituckee.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet Apple, Ohio. Mira, M-I-R-A. Brunswick, Iowa, and Marsovia, M-A-R-S-O-V-I-A. Lichtenberg, Rainbow Valley, Missituckee, Sweet Apple, Ohio, Mira, Brunswick, Ohio, Brunswick, Iowa, and Marsovia.
Well, I'll leave Lichtenberg out to somebody else.
Low-hanging fruit.
And the Rainbow Valley, that's that is, oh, that Yip Harburg musical. It's funny how the name just goes out of here. I'll come back to it in a second.
Okay.
Marsovia was used in The Merry Widow.
Correct.
But I think it's been used in other things, too, because it's sort of one of those names.
Okay.
But yeah.
Okay.
We'll
let the audience,
all right.
As Ede always says, the rest are for the audience.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Gary, Union City.
Hello.
I got a couple of questions.
Okay.
This one's for Jerry. Which rock group appeared on the Ed Sullivan Show 13 times?
What act?
What rock group?
Yeah, what rock group appeared on the Ed Sullivan Show 13 times?
Oh, gee, rock group.
They were subject of a documentary that was on a couple of months ago on PBS.
So did they appear more than any other rock group?
Yes. It's a British group.
Okay.
There's a number in the group.
Oh, the Dave Clark Five?
Yes.
That's why I couldn't think of his last name. Dave, I knew. Dave Clark Five, okay. It was not the Rolling Stones.
No.
They only appeared five times.
Yeah. Oh, they were on five times. That's it.
Yeah, well, the last
time. I thought they got canceled the first.
1969.
All right.
Okay. Good.
Here's my second question. You know, in the Untouchables, that Frank Kennedy and his gang used to always gather at a Montmartre cafe? That was standing at their place in France.
I didn't hear the first part of that.
On the Untouchables.
Well, in the Untouchables, there used to be a place called a Montmartre cafe.
Right.
Montmartre, that's a place in France, but a patron saint was executed there. You know who the patron saint was?
Oh, jeez. Well, Montmartre is right. That's a part of Paris. But Saint-Denis?
Yes.
Right, that's the big church there.
It's the heaven.
Very good.
It's the eye to eye with the Pope.
Right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see here. The Congressional Gold Medal is the highest civilian award that can be given by Congress. So, in other words, it's basically the highest civilian medal you can get that is obviously non-military. So what I'd like is the four people in the arts, the first four people in the arts that were awarded the Congressional Gold Medal.
Hmm.
It starts in the 1930s. In other words, the first person was in the arts, awarded the Congressional Gold Medal.
Five of them so far. Huh?
And there's more than four. I'm just asking for the first four.
Oh, first
They're
four.
All very well known, obviously.
Oh.
So once more, the Congressional Gold Medal is the highest civilian award that can be given by Congress. You know, there are people like Washington who were awarded it. Who were the first four people in the arts world to be awarded this Congressional Gold Medal?
Bob Hope?
Yes, Bob Hope is one. All right, I'll give that. There's your guess. In 1962, he's actually the last of the first four.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So, who are the others? And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, is that me?
It is you.
Hi, I have a couple of questions that I thought you guys might find interesting. Some of them might be easy, but your audience might like to know this. Can you tell me what rock classic rock album cover was designed by Andy Warhol?
Oh. Was it a Rolling Stone album?
Yes.
Was it, Sticky Fingers?
That's right.
Okay.
Okay. So what is the sum of the numbers on a roulette wheel?
Oof. I'm trying to think what the highest number is on a roulette wheel.
I don't have any idea.
I'm a real non-gambler, so I'm a bad person to ask
it's
this.
It's a significant number.
Is it between 1 and 100?
No, it's way more than that.
Okay. Yeah. No, I'm sorry. I don't know that.
Someone out there may not.
Yeah, maybe someone will probably know.
Okay, we can leave that out.
Can you tell me where did the term cowabunga originate?
Howdy Doody used
very
to say
good.
That.
Give yourself a bell.
Howdy Doody, yeah. Okay. Cowabunga, yeah. Buffalo Bob.
Yeah. So can you tell me smiley buttons or smiley face was used as a logo for what product and what presidential campaign?
Oh.
That wasn't that long ago.
Was the presidential campaign proved to be a winner?
No.
Right. What decade was it? Or does that give it too much away?
A couple decades ago.
Okay, yeah. I have a vague memory of this.
What was the first one? The presidential candidate and what else?
A product.
A product.
And a product. Ooh.
Oh.
I don't know the product. I might be able to guess the presidential campaign. So the product came first, in other words.
Actually, I don't know when the year of the product was. Obviously, I know the year.
I can see it on TV being advertised. Yeah.
Yeah. Presidential candidate.
I'll give you a hint. It was a food product.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, figure, yeah. Was it...
It wasn't like McDonald's or...
No.
Okay.
Was it a cereal?
No.
Okay.
Was it a soft drink?
No.
Peanut butter?
No.
Okay, forget it.
No.
I can't.
So the losing presidential campaign, was it actually the nominee or somebody who wanted to be the nominee?
It was a nominee.
Okay.
Well, maybe I can leave that out there.
All right.
Yeah,
no, leave it out.
That's a good one.
And now this one is going to be a little bit harder, but when this Slinky toy first came out, it was 3 inches in diameter, and it was 2 inches high. What is the length? It's one continuous piece of wire.
Ooh.
What is the length of the piece of wire?
Yeah, I have seen this figure someplace.
Let's see.
Oh, maybe Jerry knows.
30 feet. 30 feet?
No, way more than that.
Okay.
All right. Well, leave that out, too.
Okay.
Are you there?
So maybe we'll just leave those out there, see if anybody...
Yeah, go ahead. Leave them out.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, good night.
Bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Ted from Mira Loma Park.
Hi.
Hi.
My neighborhood.
Yeah. I got a couple answers. I think the Sweet Apple, Ohio is Bye Bye Birdie.
Correct.
Oh, good job.
Very good. Very good.
And I know one of the Congressional Medal guys was Irving Berlin.
Right. He was number 2 in 1954.
Of course, yeah.
I got a couple of questions.
Right.
In what country is the world's oldest university, and what century was it founded in?
Is it Germany?
Nope.
I want to say it's not in Europe. Am I wrong about that?
You're correct.
It is not in Europe. Okay. All right. So, is it in the Middle East?
No.
All right. And it's the world's oldest university. China?
Nope. Maybe I can leave that one with your board op.
All right. Okay.
I have one more question.
Right.
Okay, what U.S. city presented Saddam Hussein with a key to the city?
So why would Saddam Hussein have been in an American city? This is a major American city.
Major American city.
Right. I think he only came here once. Is it, is it either New York or Washington?
No.
Dearborn, Michigan.
Yeah, I don't see him going to Cleveland, Ohio or anything, but,
Jerry got the state right.
Detroit?
Oh.
Detroit, correct.
Oh, good job.
Why aren't there a lot? Isn't there a...
There's a big Arab population, but
I think Dearborn, a lot of Muslims.
There are, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, Detroit, he contributed $200,000 to the Chaldean Sacred Heart Church.
Oh,
okay.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Here's the other one up there for the oldest university.
Okay, we'll put you on hold for a minute, okay?
Thanks, Jeff.
All right, thanks. Jerry, why don't you do a question?
All right, I will. What office or position was first held by these people? I'll give you about 6 names. John Dryden, Dryden. John A. MacDonald. Kennesaw Mountain Landis. Douglas Fairbanks. And Margaret Gorman, Gorman. Again, John Dryden, John A. MacDonald, Kennesaw Mountain Landis, Douglas Fairbanks, and Margaret Gorman. I'll give you one, Dana, I think.
How about two? John Dryden was the first poet laureate of England.
Okay.
And Kennesaw Mountain Landis, wasn't he the first baseball commissioner?
Correct. Okay.
Right. All right.
All right. Very good.
And you better repeat the other ones again.
Okay. John A. McDonald, Douglas Fairbanks, and Margaret Gorman.
All right.
And we what do have officer position did they first was first held by them?
All right. And we do have a couple of lines open at area code 415-841-4134. Again, this is Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. It's your Bay Area's favorite quiz program, 415-841-4134. And our toll-free number is 866-798-8255. And our panel tonight is Jerry Nachman, well-known Bay Area author, and I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. Oh, and I do want to tell you that you are listening to us on 91.7 FM. That's KALW, your local public radio station. I forgot at the top of the show to remind you that our email address is mindsovermatter@yahoo.com. That's mindsovermatter, one word, at yahoo.com. You can also hear our show online anywhere in the world simply by going to kalw.org. That's kalw.org. And if you like a podcast of this show, it is should be available reasonably soon after our show ends tonight at kalw.org, along with some of our older classic shows. All right. That being said, let's take a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Sheldon in Richmond.
Hi, Sheldon.
I got a guess for the least expensive state. How about Alabama?
No.
No, okay. How about a guess for a musical? Brunswick, Iowa, is that the Music Man?
No, it is not.
Oh, okay.
That was Mason's. That's Mason City. River City, I'm sorry.
Okay, that was too obvious. I knew it was Iowa.
Well, yeah. Good guess.
So I've got a question for you.
All right.
What event caused them to straighten out Dead Man's Curve on Sunset Boulevard in Los Angeles?
Anything to do with, like, Jan and Dean?
No.
With what?
It was an entertainer, but it wasn't Jan and Dean.
All right. It was an entertainer, but it wasn't
they had
a song about it, like Dead Man's Curve. And I think it was Jan and Dean, anyway. Is it anything to do with James Dean?
No, it's not.
Although he didn't die anywhere close to that. But, okay. But it was an entertainer.
Yes.
And it was somebody who died because of the Dead Man's Curve?
No. He did not die.
He did not die. Anything to do with Montgomery Clift?
No.
Okay.
Why him?
Well, he got in a bad accident up in the Hollywood Hills. But I don't know. Yeah, it was a Dead Man's Curve.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. I don't know. You have to give us a hint.
It was 1961.
How did you phrase that? What event caused them to straighten it?
Yes.
What event?
There were several fatalities there, and there was one event that happened, one terrible accident that happened that got a lot of press, and because of that, it was straightened out, so it wasn't as dangerous.
1961.
Ernie Kovacs died in an accident, too. Mm-hmm. But he's not well-known enough, I don't think, now. It was not Ernie Kovacs' death, was it?
No.
Okay.
I think we've gone through all the celebrities we know who got involved in traffic accidents.
Oh, there are many more.
Oh, that's true. There are.
Okay. So this guy was in a coma for 2 weeks, and his neurosurgeon came into him one day trying to get him out of the coma, and he looked up and he saw a card on the wall, and he said to him, "How you doing today, Bugs?"
Oh, Mel Blanc?
Mel Blanc, and what was Mel Blanc's response?
What's up, Doc?
What's up, Doc? I'm fine, Doc?
Yes, that was his first phrase.
Is that right?
He came out of a coma, and he said it in character.
Interesting.
That's a good story. Very good story.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
All right. And let's see. Next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi there. It's Brian Malcolm from San Francisco.
Hi, Brian.
Hi, I have two guesses, or you asked two questions, and I've got to get under the light. The make-believe place in Missituckee,
right.
which is in, I think it's Rainbow Valley, Missituckee. That is in Finian's Rainbow.
Right, there you go.
What's the show, though?
He said that, Finian's Rainbow.
Oh, he didn't hear you.
Yeah.
Okay, very good.
And
Finian.
And which opened on January 10th, 1947, the night my sister was born.
Yeah.
And the other one was, oh, yeah, the first officer or executive, Douglas Fairbanks, was the first president of the Academy Awards.
Very good. Motion Picture Association.
Right.
Yeah. Very good. I thought Dana would get that.
Well, you
knew
you
it.
Told me not to.
Well, okay. No, I thought you would have guessed that before you guessed Kennesaw Mountain Landis.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think that's all I have. Do I have a question? No, I don't. Anyway, I love the show, too. I'll talk to you guys later.
Oh, thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye.
All right. Do you remember last week I asked a question about the pet peeves of the top 10 complaints of waiters about customers in restaurants in the United States?
You know, I ate out. I had lunch this week, and I told the waiter about that and asked for his, and I can't remember what they were. But he loved – I couldn't remember all of them, but I want to
– All right.
I want to get a list.
Write them down sometime.
I want to get a list after the show because I want to show them.
Okay, and anyway, so last week I asked the top 10 complaints of waiters about customers in restaurants around the United States. So I'm going to reverse that, and this week I want to tell you that these are the top nine complaints by customers about waiters and restaurants in the United States. So.
Well,
I'll give you two guesses.
I'll give you a couple of mine as when
right.
they ask you.
So wait a minute, just to reiterate. These are the top complaints about customers about restaurants and restaurant service in the United States.
And these are customers' complaints about waiters.
Well, including waiters, but mostly about just the general eating and going to a restaurant.
Oh,
well,
that's kind of a big subject.
Yes and no.
Well, mine is. I'm probably not at the top 10. It's when a waiter says, "Do you want change back?"
Oh, really?
You give them a bill, and you know it's about three times what you plan to tip them.
Oh.
Haven't you experienced that?
No,
really. Okay.
Uh-uh.
The other one is, giving their name and all their personal history.
Not specifically, no.
Okay.
All right. So once more, this was put together by let's see, I think it was restaurants.com. So these are the top complaints by customers about eating in restaurants, mostly about to do with waiters and service and things like that.
Well, slow service, of course. That's obvious.
No, not specifically.
That has to be on
okay,
the list.
Slow service. Yeah, all right.
It's got to be
all right.
On the
service
list.
Is too slow. Yes,
yeah.
You're right. All right. And so, you can call and guess on that. And the number is area code 415-841-4134. Toll free at 866-798-8255. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Matt in San Francisco.
Hi, Matt.
Hi. I have an answer to the question about the oldest university in the world.
Okay.
I believe it's the University of Timbuktu.
No. The head
then.
Is being shaken, so it's no.
I'm sorry?
Our board ops head is shaking, so and he's the one that has the answer, so it's no.
Oh, okay. So there's another one. This was, the other one is the oldest continuous operating university, which is the University of Karain in Morocco.
That is correct.
Okay, yeah. And for your, for the restaurant, the customer complaints in restaurants?
Yes.
Would one of them be, dirty flatware?
There's one that's related to that, but it's not specifically that.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And we are a little past halfway through the show, so let's repeat any questions that haven't been answered yet, Jerry.
Okay. What famous people did these assassins kill? Ramon Mercader, M-E-R-C-A-D-E-R, Yigal, Y-A-G-A-L, Amir, and Talmage Hayer, H-A-Y-E-R. And what officer position was first held by these people? John A. McDonald and Margaret Gorman. And I need the name of some mythological places for musicals. I'll give you the names and you give me the musicals. The ones still out are Lichtenberg, Mira, M-I-R-A, Brunswick, Iowa, and Marsovia, M-A-R.
No, we answered.
Oh, you got that. Right. Merry Widow, yeah. Okay. So again, sweet.
None of those are the village in Brigadoon, by the way.
No. Oh, I had one more I forgot to ask. I'll throw it out. Rumson, California.
Rumson, California?
R-U-M-S-O-N.
Rumson, California. Rumson, California. That's not the most happy fella, is it? Something
no,
like that?
No, okay. No. That's Napa
all right.
Was it.
All right.
Real place.
And let's see. The Congressional Gold Medal is the highest civilian award that can be ordered or awarded by Congress. What I'm looking for are the first four people in the arts to be awarded this medal. So far we have Irving Berlin and Bob Hope. Who are the other two? And let's see. According to the Commerce Department, I'm looking for the two most expensive and the two least expensive states in which to live in the U.S. Actually, we have one of the least expensive, which is Mississippi. One of our callers got that. So we're still looking for the two most expensive and one of the least expensive. And what is the worst major city in the world? Let's see. The three worst major cities in the world for tourists. Jerry got Moscow, which was number one. The other two begin, I'll give you this hint, they begin with the same letter as Moscow. And so, again, the three worst cities in the world, major cities in the world for tourists, according to TripAdvisor, Moscow is number one. The other two begin with the same letter. So tell me what those are. And again, according to a survey done by, I think it's restaurants.com, these are the nine biggest complaints of people who patronize restaurants about the waiters and service in general. So what are the top complaints by customers about restaurant service in the U.S.? And
this is just service now, not food or anything else.
That's part of service.
No, it's part of food.
Well, service includes everything
okay,
once you walk
right,
in the door.
Okay.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Michael in El Cerrito.
Hi, Michael.
Was the oldest university in the world that you mentioned in Fez, Morocco, and was it established in the 12th century?
I do not have that information in front of me. 859, says Kevin.
Ah, okay. And then a major complaint for restaurants, too noisy.
Yes, room noise. Very
okay.
Good.
Is that number one?
That is number four.
Uh-huh. Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you.
How about
much.
Long wait?
Yes, I'll give that to you. It's takes forever to get it to get a table yeah. Or a booth or blah, 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 et cetera. Yes. Okay. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Oh, hi, good evening. I think I have a couple of answers. The Congressional Medal for someone in the arts?
Yes.
Would that have been Shirley Temple?
Not sure. She may have won it later, but she wasn't one of the first four in the arts to win it.
Okay, and then the complaints in the restaurant is the food is too cold?
No.
Okay. Let's see. I had one other answer. I'm trying to think. I guess that's it.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Can I guess another gold medal winner? Later.
Later, yeah. I'll give you a chance. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, you see. How are you?
Good.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yes, sir. Please. More than the last 12 months, this state had more earthquakes by far than any other state within the 52 states of the U.S. This state had far more, the largest number of earthquakes.
There are
only
50 states, Steve.
Huh?
You said 52 states.
Two states.
Within the 50, I'm within the 50 states, I'm sorry.
He has inside information.
I didn't know they had allowed two more in.
Yeah, within the 50 states.
They're so exclusive, nobody knows about.
Okay, all
let's
right,
see.
So what, which state?
Well, does this have anything to do with fracking, Ed?
Well, yeah, you're on the right track. So which one?
God.
Alaska.
No. It could be like North or South Dakota?
No.
Or like Missouri, Arkansas?
The one that has the most fracking, actually.
Yeah. I don't know which one has the most fracking. Texas?
No, but not far away from there.
Arkansas?
Somewhere close.
Oklahoma?
That's it.
All right.
That's it. Yeah. The whole idea, by the way, fracking is really terrible for many reasons, not to mention, of course, there's quake because the water acts like lubricant.
Right.
But the second thing, they use terrible chemicals, which is xylene and benzene. Both of them are extreme cancer causing material. I'll give you another problem very quickly. If you divide cavity, if you divide 33 by one third, what is the answer? Divide 33 by one third.
11.
No. caught you.
This is why we don't do math on the show.
33 by one third.
By one third.
Oh, one third.
Yeah. 33 by one third.
Wait a minute. Before we get into this, why is this relevant?
No, I'm just asking math questions.
Oh, you're asking? No, don't ask math questions on the show. No, math.
Leave it to the audience.
All right.
Leave it to the audience for fun, okay?
All right,
thank you.
Once I left college, I left math forever.
Why wouldn't 11 be the right answer? 11 times 3 is 33.
Yes, that's true. All right, somebody will call and explain it to us.
Okay.
I made a promise to myself that I would never do math again when I left college.
Well, I agree. But I bet you didn't flunk algebra and geometry.
No, I got through trigonometry all right, but I never, yeah.
Trig, my God.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Peter in Glen Park.
Hi, Peter.
I think 99 is the answer to Ed's question.
All right. Oh, okay.
Good enough for me.
Thank you.
And a couple of guesses.
Yes.
For worst tourist city, how about Tokyo?
No, not Tokyo. Remember, the Moscow was the worst, and the other two began with the same letter.
Well, could be another T city.
No, Moscow.
Oh.
You mean they all begin with M?
Same letter as Moscow.
Yeah, they all began with M.
Wow.
And most expensive state, how about Hawaii?
Hawaii, yes. Hawaii is number one.
I was going to say that. Okay.
Everything has to be brought in, I suppose. It makes
and
it more expensive.
Least expensive, Alaska?
No. Mississippi is the least expensive, but it's the other least expensive is not Alaska.
Okay. And I have a literary question for you.
All right.
In what village did Harry Potter spend his childhood before going away to school? And what's the joke with the name?
Oh. Did it begin with a D?
No.
No? I know so little about Harry Potter because I never read it. Whinging?
Yes.
All right. Well,
whinging.
Kevin got that.
I know what whinging means.
All right. What does whinging mean?
Whining.
Exactly.
It's a Britishism for whining.
Oh, is it? No, I didn't know that. Yeah. Good job.
Good job, guys.
All right. Thank you.
Good night.
Good night. All right. I've got a Broadway question for you, Jerry. Okay. One guess. You'll probably get it. Who was the only woman nominated for Best Actress for a film to play the same role in a musical version on Broadway and win a Tony Award for it?
You mean after the movie?
Yeah.
I'm terrible on awards.
So who was the only woman, this is a very well-known actress, who was the only woman nominated for Best Actress for a film and later played the same role in a musical version on Broadway and won a Tony Award for it.
Well, the movie was not a musical.
The movie was not a musical, the first version. But the Broadway version was a musical.
Yes. Oh, God. I'll have to think about this.
All right. So once more, who was the only woman nominated for a film for best, nominated for a particular film as Best Actress? She didn't win. But she played the same role in a musical version on Broadway and won a Tony Award for it, for Best Actress in a musical.
Well, I don't know.
All right. And you know both.
Is this a fairly contemporary musical?
No, not really.
Okay.
And you know both. You're very familiar with both the musical and the straight film.
Mm-hmm.
And let's go to a call.
Hello.
Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Robin.
Hi, Robin.
I was going to guess Hawaii also, so that's already taken. Was Alaska a most expensive state?
No, not Alaska.
Then you were talking also about musicals and places.
Yes,
and
yes.
One of the names you mentioned was Mira.
Right.
Lily in Carnival was from Mira.
That's it.
Good job.
Very good.
Thank you. Have a good evening.
Thank you.
Yes.
I would not have gotten that.
Well, it's not a... Not a great musical, but it was a hit. But
Who was in that?
Yeah. Let's see.
It was some big major
in star. In the movie, I don't know if it's a movie or the stage, was...
It was Carnival in Flanders that they...
Anna Marie Alberghetti.
Okay, all right.
Was that the... Was,
That was the that was the musical.
The movie or the.
I don't know. I don't think they made. They didn't make a movie out of it.
I think they did with Jerry Orbach was in it.
But no,
he was on stage in it. Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Okay. That's right.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Yeah. Hi, this is Greg in Alameda.
Hello, Greg.
Hi. I have a few guesses. So for the most expensive state, somebody already got Hawaii. Is there one more left?
There is.
Okay, is it New Jersey?
It's not New Jersey.
Okay, then how about New York?
It is New York.
Okay.
That was obvious, I was going to say it, but no, it's too obvious, so I didn't say it.
And then for the least expensive city, you have...
It's state.
Mississippi.
State.
I'm sorry, state, Mississippi. All right, is the other one Alabama?
No.
All right, then how about Arkansas?
That's correct.
Okay, great. Okay, and then your caller called in about... a product that used the smiley face.
Yeah.
But it was, I mean, this isn't a product, but Walmart used that yellow smiley face in all their TV commercials and all their advertising a couple years ago.
Right.
So I don't know if he's thinking of that, but Walmart.
I don't know if he was specifically thinking of a product or not. So not
he said product, yeah.
He did say product, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay. And then I have a guess for the what makes people angry or disappointed about their service in restaurants.
Right.
Okay, how about when, like, you're seated and then the waiter or waitress doesn't come to your table and greet you? Like, you wait a long time?
Let me think. No.
No?
No.
All right, then how about not refilling your drinks?
No.
No.
Well, okay. That would come under service is too slow, and somebody got that, so that's, yeah. I guess that's kind of covered.
Right. Okay. And then I'm just going to guess, based on your hint about the worst cities for tourists that begin with an M.
You're right.
How about Mumbai?
Mumbai. That's, yes. Mumbai, India. Very good.
Yeah. I've heard a lot of bad stories about that. Okay. All right. Thanks. Good show tonight.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. The number to join us is area code 415-841-4134 with a question or answer, 415-841-4134. And we have a toll-free number at 866-798-8255. And, Jerry, I think it's your turn.
Ooh, again. Okay. Okay, these are about colors. You can make one guess. What is the most common Reese's Pieces color? That's the first one. What is the color of the number one ball in billiards? What is the safest color on the Homeland Security Safety Index? And what city has three major teams that have the same colors?
Oh.
Okay. The most common. Reese's Pieces color.
Is it kind of a yellowy gold?
What, that's yellow or gold.
Well,
let's say yellowy gold.
Well, I'll say gold, I guess.
No.
All right, yellow.
No.
All right.
Reese's Pieces color, the most common color. The one ball in billiards, the safest color on the Homeland Security Safety Index, and the city whose three major teams have the same colors.
All right, I have to leave those out.
Okay.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi there, how are you?
Good, thank you.
I think I have an answer for the oldest university. Prez was mentioned as the oldest continuous. You still had a question for the oldest, right?
Well, no. According to the information left by the caller, the oldest was the one in Morocco, correct? Yes.
The one in Fez, and so that's the oldest continuous and oldest at the same time, right?
I think so.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I was going to guess Arkansas, too, for the least expensive state. I have a question. Who is the founder of Fleetwood Mac, the group band?
Got me.
So, in other words, who, one individual... Is this somebody who actually played in the group, or?
Oh yes, absolutely. Yes.
All right, so it's not Mick Fleetwood, I'm assuming.
Correct.
And
he was recruited, but he wasn't the founding and most important member.
All right, Lindsey Buckingham.
Nope, he came much later.
Wow, right. I didn't know you knew anything about.
It's
rock.
Not Stevie Nicks.
No, he's actually an Englishman, since the group was English.
Oh, the other guy. I only know this because...
I'm very impressed you know those names.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Peter Green?
Yeah, that's right.
All right. Thank you, Kevin. Where I would be nowhere without you.
Okay. That was it. I was going to say Bombay and Beijing, but...
Nope, let's start with an M.
Yeah, I understand.
Thank you very much.
You bet.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Is it me?
It is you.
Hey, guys, it's Alec in San Francisco.
Hi, Alec.
So Yigal Amir assassinated an Israeli prime minister, and I get all those guys confused, but I think the one that he assassinated was Yitzhak Rabin.
Correct.
Right.
Very good. Very good.
Jerry, the one ball, is it a yellow stripe?
Yellow is correct, yes. Oh. Very good.
Good job.
All right. I've got a relatively easy question. What person habitually used the pseudonyms Otis Cribble-Crobble and Mahatma Kane Jeeves?
That's W.C. Fields.
Right.
That's W.C. Fields. Right. All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Oh, hi, is that me?
It is you.
Yeah, this is Eric. The cities that are most difficult for tourists, you said Mumbai.
Right, Moscow, Mumbai, and the third one also begins with
Manila.
An M. Not Manila.
Really?
Right.
And did you have a question about the most expensive cities?
No, we had expensive about the
states.
The two most expensive states and the two least expensive states in which to live. And actually, we have them all now.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Hawaii and New York for the most expensive, and Arkansas and Mississippi for the least.
Oh, okay. Oh, thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
Bye.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, I have a guest. This is Joey from San Francisco.
Hello.
And I have a guest for the actress who got a Tony and an Oscar.
She didn't get the Oscar. She was nominated for the Oscar, but she did win a Tony for playing the same role on Broadway.
Okay, was it Angela Lansbury?
It was not Angela Lansbury.
Oh, darn it. Okay, then I have a guess for the restaurant pet peeves.
Yes.
Is it servers who introduce themselves by their first name and try to become part of your dinner party?
I guess that and... No.
No.
Okay, what about interrupts your talking?
Well, let me think. Let me see if I can
interrupt what?
Fit that in anywhere. They interrupt your conversation.
Oh.
But no.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Patrick from Oakland.
Hi, Patrick, you're on.
Hi. So I have a couple answers and one explanation of an earlier question that you didn't seem to quite get. But I'll start with that. That was the math one.
Yes.
So it was 33 divided by 1/3.
Yes.
You were thinking 33 divided by 3.
Oh, yes. Well, right. That's me for you.
Okay. So the next
thank you.
Guess was, sure, for McDonald's, was he the first head of the FAA?
No, he was not.
Okay. And then one of the restaurant pet peeves, getting served the wrong dish.
Yes, not getting what they ordered. That's
okay.
That's
and with another one, perhaps, if you show up alone and the hostess says, just one?
No.
I love that one.
No.
Yes. For all of us single people, that's very annoying.
No, not that one.
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
Just one. Yes.
Will that be just one for tonight?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Let me put you over here by the kitchen.
Yeah. by the men's room. Yeah.
All right. I guess you're used to that in your own way. Next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Yes, hi.
Hi, you're on.
Yeah, I have a... couple of questions, and I've got an answer. Was the Ramon Mercader question answered yet?
No. How do you say it?
Trotsky.
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 Correct. How did you say his last name?
Mercader.
Oh, okay. I got a
good job.
Really corrupted version. That's good, though. Trotsky, exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I have two questions. Both are about the film Vertigo, the Hitchcock film Vertigo. First of all, what was the brand of the car that Jimmy Stewart drove?
Oh, God.
Jeez.
That's one.
Get out of here.
Go ahead.
Pontiac.
What? I'm sorry, I didn't...
Is that way too obscure?
That's pretty obscure, but go ahead, ask the other question, too.
Yeah, the other question was, what is the famous and still extant name of the building?
The York Hotel.
Hold on, I didn't finish.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Okay.
Yeah, that's a good guess, though.
Okay.
The apartment building.
Apartment building.
That's the Brocco Bank, isn't it?
Yeah, that's good.
Right, right. Okay. Yeah, that's right across the street from the Fairmont.
Yeah.
You have it, exactly.
Now, as far as the car goes, yeah.
I'll tell you what, it's within the Chrysler family, or rather it was.
Oh. Okay. So it's one of the Chrysler models, but they don't make it anymore.
It's one of the Chrysler family models.
Family models.
Yeah. It wasn't a Chrysler. If
so, like
had a last name,
like a DeSoto or something like that?
Well, you have it.
DeSoto. Oh, really? DeSoto.
My family car.
My grandmother had a DeSoto.
Well, so yes. Did we.
There you go. Thank you.
Sure.
I remember that car very well.
Tell your DeSoto Plymouth dealer, Sir Groucho sent you. Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello.
Hi, you're on.
Hi, John, San Francisco.
Hi, John.
One of the most dangerous cities, Mexico City.
That's good. Not necessarily dangerous, just in terms of rudeness and things like that. But not Mexico City. No.
Okay. Well, have a good night. Thanks.
All right. Thank you. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Are you there?
Yeah. Maybe that's us.
It is you.
I forget the question, but is it Shirley MacLaine that did both the Broadway and Tony and the Broadway?
That's a good guess, but no, not Shirley MacLaine.
How about Anne Margaret?
Not Anne Margaret.
No.
Okay, well, on Unfriendly Cities, we're just searching for M's. We're getting sloppy, but it's Mogadishu?
No, it's in Africa. You're right as far as that goes.
Oh, we're closer now. Oh, Mozambique?
No.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello?
Hi, you're on.
So how about Monrovia?
Not Monrovia.
Okay, and as far as rude or bad problems in... have you done, like, rude waiters?
Not specifically, but that's not one of them.
Okay, and how about never bringing the check? That's my personal pet peeve.
No, I'm
going to bring the check.
I'm going to. It's actually the check being brought too soon. Like, you know, you're done with your meal now.
Yeah,
get out.
Yeah.
That's. So I'll give you half credit on that.
My dad used to.
Oh, well, that's
right.
All right. Thank you very much.
My dad had a great solution when they didn't bring the check. He'd walk out, and they will come after you with the check.
Yeah, I think they will. Yeah. Okay, time to clean up here. What do we got?
Okay, the last assassin. Name was Talmage Hayer, who assassinated Malcolm X.
Oh.
The first positions held, John A. Macdonald was the first Prime Minister of Canada. Margaret Gorman was the first Miss America. And the Reese's Pieces' most prominent color is orange. The safest color on the Homeland Security Index is green. And the city whose three major teams have the same color is Pittsburgh. Black and gold.
All right. The Congressional Gold Medal, the four people in the arts, the first four people in the arts to win, George M. Cohan, Irving Berlin, Robert Frost, and Bob Hope. Who was the only woman nominated for Best Actress for a film to play the same role in a musical version on Broadway and win a Tony Award? That's Rosalind Russell for My Sister Eileen and Wonderful Town. Let me just finish these. And then the top restaurant complaints, number one, regardless of sex, being referred to as you guys, as in what are you guys going to have today? Checks brought too soon, wiping down the table with a dirty cloth, which I've seen many, many times. Room noise, takes forever to get a table, not getting what they ordered, service is too slow, being asked for ID even though you look like you're 60 years old, and the meal is too expensive. Yes, Jerry.
My musical cities.
Yes.
Okay, Lichtenberg, Call Me Madam, Brunswick, Iowa, State Fair.
All right.
Those are the last two.
Okay, we better get going. Anyway, thanks a lot for listening to the show, everybody. It's Jerry Nachman and myself, Dana Rodriguez, say thank you, along with Kevin Vance and Steve Wilcott. Have a great week, everybody. Join us next Sunday at 7 o'clock. Take care. Bye-bye.